You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Life was so simple once. The baker would deliver the bread to your door with his horse and cart. The milkman would ladle the milk into your container at the front door. You could even ring the corner shop and get them to deliver the groceries. The pace of life was a little slower. Tomatoes tasted like tomatoes, and you could go to the pictures for 10 cents.
So things have changed for the better over the last 50 years. Now the milkman delivers so many types of milk, even the cows are confused. And when we buy our groceries, we spend most of the time trying to find a parking spot, not to mention 20 minutes at the checkout. Tomatoes don't taste at all, and you use your credit card to go to the theatre.
People say kids are different today, and they have lots of pressures that we didn't have in our day. Some of us talk about the good old days, and you really have to ask, were the old days really better than today? Were kids better?
I think there is a big difference. 30 years ago, people went to church and read their Bibles. Children went to Sunday school and heard about God. Most children had a healthy respect for God and therefore a healthy respect for parents. They also respected other people and law and order. A person who respects God respects others.
The Bible is still the same. God's love is just the same. And he is waiting patiently just the same for me to love him in return. There's tremendous security in the fact that God never changes. The funny thing is, he's waiting for us to change, to turn our lives over to him, so that he can make us people, the sort of people he wants us to be. Proverbs in the Bible says, "The beginning of wisdom is a reverence for God." When we all appreciate who God is and what our response should be to him, then everything else falls into place.
I think getting back to the good old days, George, as you have said, is to get back to a healthy respect for our Creator God. Maybe our example may rub off on someone else. Remember this proverb, "Righteousness makes a nation great. Sin is a disgrace to any nation." While we live out our lives on earth, we should all be thinking of the hereafter. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." A decision about Jesus has to be made now. Our body will be dust one day, but our soul is eternal, and we will live for eternity in one of two places. When Jesus came to earth, he came to save us so we could spend the rest of eternity with him in heaven and not in that other place. Back in the times of the kings of Israel, an 8-year-old boy was made king. Unfortunately, the people of Israel had not followed the faith of their fathers. Many in Israel had stopped following God and had started worshipping idols. The sad part of this history was that many did not realize that this was wrong. Those who had forsaken God from one generation had also dragged the next generation down with them.
Josiah, the young king, was in the process of rebuilding the temple. Some of the workmen found what they describe as the Book of the Law. It would have been the scrolls containing the early scriptures. It is brought into the king and it is read aloud, and this is what we read from the Bible record. When the king heard the book being read, he tore his clothes in dismay. He then gave orders, "Go and consult the Lord for me, and for all the people of Judah about the teachings of this book."
Josiah may have found the truth by the discovery of the scriptures, but after reading what God's standards were, he was willing to stand up for what was right and brave enough to inform his people of their position before God.
The other important thing he did was to repent. He realized he was very wrong and far from the truth. He was almost in shock with the thought of how far his people had slipped away from God. It can only take one generation to either make or break the whole of a society.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170.